Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Here we are again with Tactical Tuesdays on the Dropship Podcast. And today we're answering the question, what is high ticket dropshipping? So in our last episode, we talked about, you know, the basic dropshipping method, what it is. It's a method of fulfillment, which is basically just means that when you make a sale on your e-commerce site, the product gets shipped to the customer from your partner, which is your supplier, rather than from your own warehouse. But there, as we mentioned in that episode, there are different ways of doing dropshipping even. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the way that we started. Both Ben and I started, you know, 7 years ago, roughly, which is the way that we really love and the way that we've had a lot of success. So high-ticket dropshipping, Ben, what is it? What is different about high-ticket dropshipping?
Yeah, so when we defined dropshipping on the last episode, just to help you understand the method of fulfillment, and we mentioned a few others. Some people dropship on Amazon, dropship on eBay. Likely you've heard of AliExpress dropshipping, which again is dropshipping relatively cheap tchotchkes from AliExpress. High ticket is probably exactly what you're thinking in your head right now. It's high priced items, right? But these are typically from local suppliers. More specifically, what John and I teach at Dropship Breakthrough is how to build real businesses here that aren't, we're not just looking for a product. And so high ticket is where we hone in. We want to sell expensive products. And that's really the main difference between probably everything else you've ever found on the internet and what John and I teach high ticket dropshipping.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I was actually doing a presentation on this just the other day. And I was just looking at you, Ben. I actually have one of my slides up from that presentation, which I talked about, like what's different about high ticket dropshipping. So this is what I really love about it, right? So when you're doing high ticket dropshipping, you're selling higher ticket products. And so when I say higher ticket, that's like, for me at least, that's like products that are $800 or more as a retail price. So, you know, you might be selling $1,000 products, $2,000 products, $3,000 products. Ben, I know you had a store that regularly sold sort of $7,000 products or around that mark. And so what that means is, why is that important? Well, when you're dropshipping, whether you're dropshipping an expensive product or a lower ticket product, like a $100 product, your margin is going to be about the same, right? So that the margin means you're selling it for one price, you're buying it from your supplier for another price, and your margin is what's in between. What's the difference between those two prices? So if you're selling a $100 product and you're buying it for $70, you're only making $30 on every order that you process there. I'm using really loose numbers here, but let's say you sell a $1,000 product and you bought it for $700, you're making $300 per sale. Right, so $30 per sale versus sort of $300. So you get high profit per order for me, which means you have to do a lot less work to make the same amount of money when you're doing high ticket. And as Ben mentioned, we work with local suppliers. So if you're selling on the US market, you're generally getting your products from suppliers who are based in the US, who have the products there in the US. And so things like shipping and your whole fulfillment process is a lot simpler with high ticket dropshipping. And as you mentioned, you're doing it from your own website. So when you're doing high ticket dropshipping, you have your own website, you're not doing it through Amazon or eBay. So it's like an actual asset that you're building that, you know, while you're going to make profit from it, you can sell it later on.
Hey, just want to jump in here real quick and say, if you're loving this show, the number one thing you can do to help us out is simply go to Spotify or iTunes or whatever you're listening on and smash that follow button, that subscribe button, and leave us a review. It really does help us reach more people. And if you've got a friend that you know should be listening to this, send the podcast over to them. We'd love to have them join us as well. And real quick, two quick resources I have for you. If you want to join us in our free Facebook group, you can find that at facebook.com/groups/dropship tribe, or just search the Dropship Tribe. And we also have a paid version of this podcast where you can get even more of John and I in longer form content. You can find that on Patreon at patreon.com/dropshippodcast. All right, back to the show. And just to give you, I know what, if I was listening to this 7-8 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, sure. But what products are you even talking about? I just want to give you some examples that I've personally dropshipped. I owned the 3dprinterguy.com. I sold it. The future owners shut it down. You can see it on the Wayback Machine. Just go to Google, type in Wayback Machine, and then type in the3dprinterguy.com. I've also sold pellet grills. I've sold standing desks. I've been part of quite a few businesses. Some I still can't talk about, unfortunately. But hopefully that gives you some ideas. John, I know you sold your first business as well for a princely sum, if I might say so myself. What were you selling on your in your dropshipping store?
You're right. I mean, lots of people, when they hear this, they think, what are these? Like, there's not many high-ticket products out there. There are literally tons. Like, there is a way to uncover them, which we're gonna hit on in upcoming episodes. We're going to walk you through exactly how you do this. But they are literally everywhere. When you open your mind up to it, you would be surprised by how many different options there are out there for this type of dropshipping. But my first one, I was selling chandeliers, so lights that hang off the ceiling, pendant lights, outdoor lights, all sorts of lighting on a website, which you can go to still. It's still online. As Ben mentioned, I did sell it some years ago now, chicchandeliers.com.au. It's still there. I believe it still has my face on the About Us page even, even though I don't own it anymore. But yeah, so that was just selling lights that people would buy to put in their homes. If they're building a new house or renovating a house or businesses, we're often selling to businesses who needed lighting for their business. And since then, you know, I've sold all sorts of things. Hardtop gazebos for people's backyards that come flat packed. You know, they cost like $3,000. People put them up in their backyard. They sit under them, you know, in summer and things like that. Things like infrared saunas, like, there are so many different things out there that you can sell, that steam showers, you know, all sorts of weird stuff out there, air purifiers. These are all things that I've marketed and sold online in the high ticket space. I could literally list off hundreds and hundreds if we had the time.
Look, we're going to dive into this in later episodes. We're also going to use one of our episodes on our paid podcast to dice that up to explain this to you, which you can get for free. It's $5 for every new episode we put out, but you can get for free. Find the link at in the show notes here or at dropshippodcast.com. But we're going to get into it deeper and help you find these things, because I think once your brain starts thinking about this, your reticular activation system, once you like have put it onto this, it's going to start seeing things everywhere. I've seen people selling anything from things that we mentioned, like standing desks and pellet grills and infrared saunas, to I've seen people selling commercial trash cans and selling a lot of them. So you can really sell a lot of different things here. Just the whole point of what we teach is, like, let's not sell a $30 item if we don't have to, when it's just as easy to sell a $3,000 item. And that might be shocking to you if you're at the very, very beginning of your journey, but I promise you the marketing is the same. And it's just as easy to sell those. And you don't have to, run Facebook ads and jump in front of somebody. Look, we're going to get into that in the next episode. I'm getting ahead of myself. The next episode is going to be the different, like, high ticket versus low ticket. So we can give you the pros and cons of both. So stick around for that episode next week.
Ooh, it's the showdown episode. Don't miss that one.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself.
and go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.